Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
Coming in at number 16, it's Fillmore Jive.
It's the third song from Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain, behind Stop Breathing at 28 and Cut Your Hair at 21. So this song actually beats Cut Your Hair, which is, I don't know, is that surprising? Is that surprising to you?
No, I'd rather pick Fillmore Jive over Cut Your Hair, but I mean, Cut Your Hair is the pop song, so
yeah, so that's why I was surprised that it wouldn't be in the top five or something. I was, you know, just looking at the Spotify plays, you know, Cut Your Hair is like way up there, and Fillmore Jive is not, right?
Right.
So is it? Do you consider it like a deep cut? Like when you guys went to it on the most recent tour, was it a deeper cut in the bag of songs that you brought?
Yeah, I say a deeper cut because I don't think we did it in 2010.
Okay.
And we hadn't done it for years in the 90s. Like, I think we did it in 94, and maybe they did it with Gary too before me. So I would say it's a deep cut live, but in terms of, you know, records, you know, for people to really enjoy, that it's a pretty great number.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's Shay D here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and an Abacus for Dummies book. How will your favorite song fare in the rankings? Well, you'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Pavement superfan, Ross from Fife. How the fuck are you doing, Ross from Fife?
I'm good. Good from Fife.
Excellent. This is good news. It's always nice to talk Pavement with somebody, especially when they're doing well.
Well, I don't get enough chances here to talk about anything Pavement, so.
Well, we're going to do that right now. Let's hear your Pavement origins story.
Well, the very first time I heard Pavement, and this only came back to me in the last couple of weeks, as I was thinking about, you know, this interview. And either it was either late 99 or early 2000s, my high school girlfriend put Major Leagues on a mixtape. You remember when you used to make mixtapes for, you know,
for sure,
for your crush or your significant other at the time or whatever. Yeah, she made me a mixtape with Major Leagues. And I liked it. It didn't set me off on my journey or anything, you know. But that's the first time I'm definitely aware of having heard Pavement.
Right.
A couple of years later, one of my friends, it was around about the time of Eminem was huge. Dr. Dre had just released 2001. Snoop Dogg was big. Like, one of my friends, it flipped almost overnight from being an indie rock fan to a hip-hop fan.
Oh, wild.
So I guess he was like giving away his old CDs that he didn't listen to anymore or whatever. And he gave me Terror Twilight. It was a... I can't remember if he thought, right, Ross would like this or if he was just getting rid of it, you know?
Yeah.
But it really took me by surprise. I really liked it. At the time, I was technically homeless. I wasn't living on the streets or whatever. I was crashing on people's couches. I was going through the sort of system, like halfway houses and whatever. So I didn't have much possessions. But one of the one things I did have was Terror Twilight.
Oh.
And I would listen to it all the time while playing, like, my Nintendo Game Boy or whatever.
Yeah.
And it kind of felt like a secret, you know, like my secret.
Yeah.
Because I'd never met another single living soul who had heard of not just the album, but the band. I remember round about, it would have been the back end of 2001. Just pre 9/11, which seems weird, but that's the way that I remember this particular.
Yeah.
I was on a lunch break at my first job, and I read a review of the first Malkmus solo album, and the review spent more time talking about Pavement than it did, you know, his new band. Basically stating that, you know, these guys are legends, just they didn't get their due or whatever.
No, I agree with that.
So yeah, now a year later or whatever, I've got Terror Twilight. I love it. These guys are such enigmas to me, you know. And this is before I was on the internet. I couldn't Wikipedia them. I couldn't, you know. There was no YouTube, stuff like that. And some of this is on your 17th or 18th episode, Krelvid user. You read out my letter.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'd totally forgotten about that.
I remember you asked for submissions.
I have a terrible memory.
So. Yeah, you asked for submissions because back then a lot of the songs were quite short or even non-existent. So, yeah, I got a day drunk one day. I'd been out with colleagues, and I thought, I'm going to write JD a letter and tell him how I... Yeah, so... the next part of the story is... I knew about the re-releases... I think at some point, I don't know why, I bought Sebado 3, the re-release of that album.
Yeah.
And the album, on the front, it had a sticker with some sort of blurb from like a music journalist saying that this album, along with Pavement, like created the blueprint for, you know, American indie.
Jesus, high praise.
Well, again, that just put it in my head. And I didn't even like Sebado 3 that much. I quite like the band all together, but I don't think it's a great album. So round about that time, we're still talking about 2002, 3, 4 maybe. I don't have a great memory either. I go to Glasgow to watch a British band, Rubin. I don't think they're around anymore, but their first couple of albums were pretty good. We go to King Tut's Wawa Hut, which is quite a famous venue because it's where Oasis got signed by Creation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's a tiny place. You can only fit, you know, 200-300 people in it, maybe. Even then, that might be a fire hazard. But even before the gigs played, and the venue's underground, it's like in a basement. Before the gig, me and a couple of friends are upstairs, and I'm going through the jukebox. They've got one of these sort of, they're old fashioned now, but at the time they were quite modern. The jukebox is where the album covers flip over in front of you, you know?
Yeah.
And I find Pavement, Slanted and Enchanted. And it's like, oh, that's that band, that's Terror Twilight, that's, you know, I keep hearing about them. So I stick five songs on, don't even hear them because, you know, the bar's so crowded, so noisy. But still, it sticks in my head. I want to learn more, you know?
Yeah.
So a short time after that, I'm shopping locally, well, in the nearest sort of large town. And I go into MVC. It's, I don't know if it was an offshoot of HMV. I don't know if you've got any of this in Canada or not.
But we did have HMV at one time.
Yeah, but they're all gone now anyway, you know. And I find a copy of the Crooked Rain re-release.
Okay.
But it's like £25 or something, you know. I was making decent money at the time. I had my first like proper well-paying job. I had disposable income. I was no longer homeless, you know. But I'm not going to spend £25 on this CD. I've got no idea if it's good or it's bad. There's like 50 tracks, so I know I'm probably going to get some sort of value for money. But I leave. I think nothing else of it. About half an hour later, I go around the corner and there's this independent record store, Sleeves. People in Fife will, you know, mourn it forever. It's gone now as well.
Gee,
as most, right. As most independent record stores probably are.
Yeah.
But in there, I find a copy of the re-release for £5.
What?
Yeah. It's a bit battered, it's a bit broken, as I think all Pavement records should be. But yeah, I no questions asked, I immediately buy it. I read on the bus home, I read the sort of the booklet that comes with it.
Yeah.
Which just the whole time it's just adding to the mystique, you know, because I think Malcolmus writes, I think it's an old like article, he writes like an explanation for each song, and it's never quite clear if he's just taking a piss or not.
Yeah,
he says about like Stop Breathing's about a tennis match, and he's like, why wouldn't it be, you know? So yeah, that night, the Saturday night, it's burned in my memory. I mentioned this in the Krell Vid user video as well, podcast or whatever. All my friends are going out on the town, which was never, you know, an exciting occasion. But this night, especially, I put my foot down, so I'm not coming out. I've got to paint a wall, which I did. I had a wall to paint, you know, in my living room or wherever. But my main reason for staying in was I want to listen to Crooked Rain.
So, wow.
So I get everything ready. I get a couple of beers ready. Like, take a couple of bong hits or whatever. I used to do that by then. And I get the CD ready in the stereo, you know. And as soon as I switch it on, I'm just transfixed. Like, the intro to Silent Kid, or Silent Kit, whatever they call it, is still, like, one of the most exciting pieces of music to me.
It's fucking spectacular.
Yeah, but I'd never heard a band do that, where, like, I know they've got a reputation of like not sort of giving a fuck, and a lot of bands tried to sort of affect that feeling back then. But this is the first time I'd ever truly heard it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the build up, and you hear them talking to each other, and well, it's like we're just going to leave that in. It's like, yeah, of course we are. that's the recording, you know. And I just sat down on the edge of the couch, just staring at the stereo. And then every song after that just added to the, it was the most exciting night of music I've ever had.
Oh, Jesus, that gives me goosebumps.
And for like a good maybe 6 months after that, I think it's all I listened to. Just Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. And of course, there was a lot to listen to because it was the re-release. So I got all the demos, the B-sides as well. And yeah, this was perhaps, you could call it their golden era, you know?
Sure.
And it had another one of my favourite Pavement tracks, Grounded. It had the demo of that.
Yeah.
So you got like a sort of, you know, a sneak peek of what was to come. But yeah, after that, I think all my friends got sick of me talking about Pavement, going on about Pavement. And it still happens quite a lot these days. You'd hear a new song on the radio, and I'd say, that's just a fucking Pavement ripoff, you know?
Yeah.
It still happens to this day. I hear a song, I think, nah, you're the biggest band in Britain just now, probably, or Wet Leg. You heard them?
No, I've not.
All right. Oh, they went really viral a couple of years ago with their first video, which is She's Long.
Okay.
But yeah, they're big. They're quite popular at my work. I work night shift. Sometimes the radio sucks. Sometimes it's pretty cool. But yeah, they were getting played in the radio quite a bit. I went and listened to their album, and the final track on the album is called Supermarket.
Okay. And
I'm not going to call it a Pavement ripoff, but it's definitely Pavement inspired.
Really?
Yeah, it's like they sat down for, like, let's write a Pavement song, you know. Not rip off a Pavement song, but let's write
an homage song.
Yeah. You can go and check it out afterwards. It's kind of Wowie Zowie-ish.
Huh.
But yeah,
what's your go-to record at this point?
Oh, that's always going to be Crooked Rain.
Yeah,
always.
Just because of those memories.
Because of that, the night it blew me away. You know.
Yeah.
Second, I would say was Slanted. That's the record I came to next. Believe it or not, probably my least favorite, and there is no least favorite. It's still a Pavement record. Probably the one I go to least is Wowie.
Oh yeah,
and I think that's just because that's the one I came to last.
Right.
But yeah, I was thinking of like weird Pavement stuff to tell you. Like after all, the very first time I listened to Wowie, not the first time I listened to it, but probably my favourite song on Wowie is Father. Father to a Sister of Thought.
Fucking brilliant song, yeah.
And in that song, they mention Corpus Christi.
Right.
Right. The very first time I heard that song, I was driving my car, and they mentioned the Corpus Christi part, and straight away I receive a phone call from my dad, who was working in Corpus Christi.
Get out of here.
Yeah, seriously.
That's like fucked.
He was out in Texas, and he phones me, and I've just heard this Corpus Christi line. Like, what the hell? And I didn't even pull over to take the phone call, which is technically illegal.
Well, I'm going to turn you in.
Another thing is, it was weird with Pavement. Once I knew of them, once I got into them, I saw them everywhere. It's like,
oh yeah,
it's like when you've never heard a word before and you hear new words, and suddenly you just hear it everywhere, you know?
Right.
So the other sort of weird kind of thing is couple of years after that, I've moved to they call it a city, it's not really a city, Dundee in Scotland. Okay. Not a nice place. So I start sort of dating this girl. I can't even remember if we were dating at the time. She was a bit weird. I realised far too late that she was highly autistic, you know.
Oh, no.
But we were math students, so that comes with the territory. One of the weirdest things about her is she was obsessed with this cartoon from the 90s, Space Ghost.
Okay, yeah.
So one day we go out for coffee, and just before we go to the coffee shop, I go and buy the Bright in the Corners re-release. And what are the last two songs on it?
The Space Ghost theme.
Space Ghost theme, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that made her like me more, you know. So it went in my favour.
Nicely done. Well, what do you say we get into listening to track number 15?
What is that?
Well, we're not going to tell you until after this break.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
don't need a minister. Call me a groom, but I'm rattled by the rush. Rattled by the rush. Rattled by the rush. Rattled by the rush.
There it is at track 15 from Wowie Zowie, Rattled by the Rush. What are your thoughts on Rattled by the Rush, Ross from Fife?
Well, I already said since I came to it last, Wowie's not my...
Yeah.
Wowie's not my jam. I love it. It's still a Pavement album. It's never the one that I go to.
Right.
And Rattled by the Rush might be the last Pavement hit that I actually heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think I heard it until at some point in the early 2000s. I bought can't remember what it's called now, the DVD. Slow Century.
Slow Century, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the first time I ever heard it.
Oh, because they showed the video on that, right?
Yeah, I can't remember if it's the proper video or not. I know that they had to re-release the video because it was making people sick. People used to be such fucking pussies. Yeah. And when I don't dislike the song or anything. If it's number 15, that's kind of surprising. It wasn't in my top 20.
No.
It probably would be in my top 50.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm hating here. I'm not hating.
No.
At all.
Well, you definitely think it's overrated at 15. So that's
definitely. The most interesting thing is obviously the lyrics. It's like a typical sort of Malcolmist crossword.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I took a few notes. The opening line, "Oh, that I could bend my tongue outwards, leave your lungs hurting," could be could be sexual.
Could
it be? It could also pertain to that tongue trick thing where people can like fold their tongue up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I did a little research, and apparently 73% of adults can do it.
I cannot do it.
I can't either, but I've learned that you can teach yourself to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I work night shift, so you've got to find ways to
pass the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that was a thing that was going about at work a couple of years ago. Everybody asking, can you do it? Can you not? And I can't do it, but I have learned that you can teach yourself.
But you haven't taught yourself.
Well, I got halfway there, but I forgot to keep like doing it, you know.
Gotcha.
It was never. Maybe if I'd put it together for a Pavement song, that would have helped. After that, we've got a. Leave your lungs hurting, tuck in my shirt and pints I wear so well, cross your t-shirt smell. That's just good Malkmus wordplay, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a specific meaning. Obviously, there's a theme there, clothing. After that, we come on to the best line in the song, maybe the best line in Pavement's entire discography. Caught my dad crying.
Yes.
Like, I wrote down here, maybe it's better we don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think for a single second Malkmus walked in on his dad crying. But just the imagery, the thoughts.
It's heavy, yeah.
The crucial word is caught. You could have said, saw my dad crying. Could have said, found my dad crying, but he says caught.
Right.
Like it's a bad thing, you know. So, yeah, God knows what to say about that. It's just a great line, you know.
I agree.
After that, we've got loose like the wind from the rough we get part. This is one of my favourite things about Pavement. They like to make sports metaphors.
They do.
Yeah. And we've got a whole song about sports and London Lions. That was in my top 20. We've got Bring On The Major Leagues, possibly their biggest hit.
Yeah.
But also just the line from the rough we get par. That would indicate to me, like, after a bad start, things have turned out all right. And I know there's a prevailing feeling that the whole song is about their career, where their career has taken them.
I didn't know that. No.
Well, just the whole rattled by the rush.
Yeah.
Like, just then being affected by whatever level of fame they built up to that. Like, I didn't hear Pavement until 99, so I didn't get to witness the ascent or the rise or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But yeah, I've heard in doing what I love. Research I did that the whole song was about their, you know, them struggling to cope with, you know, whatever.
The rise to fame.
Yeah. And I do know from reading the liner notes in both Crooked Rain and Dowie re-releases that they were kind of fighting back against it. Maybe not fighting back against it. I think that gets overplayed sometimes. But I think Malkmus does explain, maybe on Wowie or the Crooked release, that they were kind of scared, you know.
Well, how could you not be? They were like a couple dudes from Stockton, you know, that recorded some noise art, and next thing you know, Cut Your Hair comes out. And that, I would say, is the biggest song. You said major.
Yeah, definitely. And I think at the time as well, it was just a really big time for music.
Yeah.
A lot of majors were looking for the next Nirvana.
That's right.
Pavement were never going to be that, but they could have filled a hole, you know, filled a gap.
Spin Magazine named them the best band, the best album of 1992.
Before the album even came out, right?
Enchanted. Yeah. No, it had come out. It was the number one record of the year for 1992. So they came with a lot of buzz, buzz.
I remember reading the sort of tapes that they sent out for Slanids.
Yes.
They didn't send many out, but every single one found its way to someone influential.
That's right.
And they were like, I don't know if they were friends, but they were fucking around with Sonic Youth.
Certainly helped. They opened for Sonic Youth on the UK tour.
Yes.
First time in the UK in 92, so that was...
There's a great Nastanovich podcast with another Canadian guy. There's music journalism online.
Oh, is it Creative Control?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And he explains that him, Malkmus, and Berman got a Nirvana show shut down in New York because they were being so boisterous.
Really?
And this was before Nirvana took them to Redden and stuff, you know?
Wow.
So they were in that space.
Yeah. Yeah, well, definitely.
They probably were getting a lot bigger than they thought they'd ever be, were ever prepared
Absolutely.
To be.
Absolutely. Especially, Slanted came out with a lot of hype, but Crooked Rain all of a sudden was this record that had hits on it, Gold Sounds and Cut Your Hair. So, I think a lot of people got maybe a bit carried away about what they could
be. One of the things... It doesn't fit into the hype. One of the things I wanted to mention about Crooked Rain, maybe one of the reasons I liked it so much, is it's a little bit what I call country fried.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Father to a Sister of Thought especially, right?
Well, no, that's Wowie. Crooked Rain's got as well, Range
sorry.
Life.
And, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, whenever an indie rock band introduces a little element of country, I call it country fried.
Country fried.
Right. Crookeds and Wowie are definitely country fried. One of my favourite modern bands, Parquet Courts, they're a bit country fried.
I've heard a lot of comparisons to Pavement with them.
Well, the reason I first listened to Parquet Courts is I seen an article where Malkmus was in a record store and he heard Parquet Courts. And he thought it was Pavement.
Jesus Christ, really?
That's the reason I first listened to them, you know?
Yeah. And what do you think?
Their first album, definitely, I could see the comparisons. There's the same kind of attitudes, not real caring about tune-ins or,
Right.
Just the first take's good enough no matter what. You know, but that is a real good album. You should listen to Light Up Gold, Parquet Courts.
I'll check it out.
Yes, yeah, it's very, very good. I was trying to think, Meat Puppets, they were kind of country fried.
Yeah.
And
have you got anything else on Rattled by the Rush or?
Well, the very, it might destroy every argument I've already made, but the first chorus, I'm drowning for your first. That reads to me like being desperate for someone's attention, and that's not Pavement at all. You know,
no.
Maybe that's something very personal to Malkmus. Yeah, I'm drowning for your first. The second album's kind of the second album. The second verse, I think he's just showing off, rhyming candelabra with Barbara. There's other lines, get all those hard hats and sing us some scat, but I just think he's scatting himself there, you know?
Yeah.
Although the very last line, again, it's one of their best. I don't need a minister to call me a groom.
I love it.
What does that mean to you?
What does it mean to me? I think, well, I don't need a minister to call me a groom. Like, you can
like, fuck religion. You can go and get married or you can do whatever you want.
Well, this is maybe just completely personal to me. Have you ever been in a sort of strictly friends with benefits relationship?
No.
No. But I have. I was for a couple of years. And to be honest, it was maybe the healthiest relationship I've ever been in. But I noticed during that time that friends of mine who were in traditional relationships, they fucking hated it.
Oh, wow.
Because I was getting all the good stuff without all the bad stuff, you know. I never had to meet her parents. I never had to go on any dates with IKEA. see what I did there?
I got it.
Yeah, so every time I hear I don't need a minister to call me a groom, that's what comes to mind.
Really?
And that's just maybe because of, you know, that's where I was at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen that linked back to the music industry. And that, I guess, Malcolmist doesn't need... I don't know who the minister is, but to call me a groom would be to call me a star, you know?
Okay, I can
he's already a star, selling, yeah. You know,
yeah.
A quarter of what other bands are. And then, of course, they go on, I'm rattled by the rush, etc. That, and I know that Pavement's writing is sometimes a bit obtuse or weird, but that has to be a reaction to whatever level of fame or popularity they've gained it by that point.
I can see it.
We've got the interlude, No Soap in the John.
That's very funny.
I know that John's a sort of Americanism for toilet.
Yeah.
So to me, that would mean like no sort of airs or graces, or like they're not going to clean themselves up for, you know, for whatever, whoever.
You've done a deep dive on some of these.
I've thought about it a little bit.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I've had a lot of time recently.
Well, dude, speaking of time, it's been a great time hanging out with you talking Pavement. I really appreciate you making some time for me and doing this, hearing your Pavement origin story and talking about song 15. Next week, we're going to hit song 14, and I'm going to tell you what it is right now. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
All right, everybody.
Is there any clues you can give to, like,
not a
what's
bit.
In the top 10? Or
not a bit. No way.
Is there anything that took you by surprise?
It all took me by surprise. So far, yeah. We're going to, at the end of the series, we're going to do some sort of round table with people who haven't got a chance to be on, and they will discuss the list as a whole, because they'll have the entire list at that point. It's difficult, you know, recording this.
Yeah.
And you don't know, you know, all the songs that come before it. But, part of the game.
I should point out that with my whole Crooked Rain experience, Gold Sounds is my number one favorite song from anyone of all time, and it's probably never going to change.
It's a fucking great song.
Yeah, and if it's not number one, I'm going to riot.
All right, dude. Talk to you soon. Wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.